is Tyson Rosberg, and I'm here with Joan Lowther in her house, and today's date is January the 17th, 2011. Now, Joan, you were a member of the Women's Land Army in the Second World War, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about your life before the war, such as where you were born and what school was like.
Oh, I was born in the Isle of Man and just finished school. I was still at school when the war started, when the war began. School was good. Nothing special.
Okay. Had either of your parents been involved in the First World War?
Oh, my father was, the Isle of Man steam-packer boats were all taken for troop carrying from Southampton to France or to the Hook of Holland.
Yes, yes.
So they were troop carrying all the war.
Okay.
He was captain and he actually lost his ship at Dunkirk.
Wow. Wow. So what happened when the war first broke out? You were still in school, but then what happened?
Well, actually I just apprenticed to hairdressing to see how I liked it.
Yeah.
And of course that was that, the reason they directed me into Lano, they said that was a luxury trade. And anybody in luxury trade, that was the excuse they gave, you know, for putting us in a land army.
Because you had originally enlisted in the Wrens, correct?
Yes, yes, I had. I was just 17 and I just enlisted into the Wrens. And,
yes. So you had no desire to go into the land army?
Oh, I never even thought about it.
Okay. So what happened when you were finally put into the land army? Where did you go for training?
Well, we went to Peel, which was another part of the island, and we cycled to an experimental farm quite a distance there for 6 weeks, and we were trained there as to what work we would be doing in the future.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a great experience.
Okay. What sort of training did you receive there?
Well, mostly field work, and of course we were taught about animals. There were no animals on the experimental level. We would talk about the different breeds of cows, and mostly cows and sheep and what have you.
Okay. There's an image that the land army did not receive much training, at least in the early years of the war. Do you believe this?
Ours was pretty thorough. We went through everything. And then during the time we were in the army, the land army, we had someone come and remind us, you know, about all the different things.
Okay. So you've never heard of other women who didn't receive as much training?
Pardon?
So you've never heard stories of other women who were just sort of
not really,
farms?
Because the only land army that I knew was for, you know, in was the group in the hostel.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I didn't know anybody who worked on a farm.
Okay. Did you live at home when you were still on the experimental farm? Or were you
going we were in a manor, a big manor house in Ramsey, and it was like dormitories, and it was much better than living on a farm for me.
Okay.
Well, we all did, because, you know, we had friends, we made friends, and...
Okay. And what were the living conditions like? Were there, was it 9 girls to a room, bunks, or...?
I'd say about 8 or 9, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, they were long, and, you know, you had plenty of space between beds, and you had your privacy if you wanted it.
Yeah.
Because it was a big manor house,
yes.
And there was dining room, and there was many different rooms you could go to.
Okay. And was that the first time that you had been outside of your house, like your parents' house?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
Did you ever experience being homesick? Or was it?
When we were in the experimental farm, when we were training, I did, because it was very hard work, and it was difficult. But once we got into the hostel, no, I didn't.
Okay.
Because we were able to go home once a week if we wanted.
Okay. So that was there was excitement then in being out of the home for the first time. Would you say that?
I guess. It was just going home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was such a short time, a week, and the week went over fast, because when you work that hard, the time passes quickly.
Yeah. But would you say that the excitement of going outside of your parents' home was one of the reasons that you wanted to enlist, just to travel around, to not be at home anymore?
Oh, I enjoyed being away from home for the first time. I mean, who wouldn't? It felt like a little like freedom.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Okay. And do you remember what the food was like?
It was okay. Oh, I did stop drinking. In this old manor house we were in, it was old. It had been a beautiful place. But you could hear rats and mice running around, inside the walls. And we had these great cats, and you'd see them sniffing around the milk. I stopped drinking milk in my tea. That took me. But the food was reasonably good.
Okay.
Very plain.
Yeah. Do you remember what sorts of food you might eat?
Well, just normal dinners, like meat and potatoes and vegetables. There were always vegetables because we lived, in that environment.
Yeah. So, do you remember any sort of meals in particular, like Walton pie or...
Pie?
Lord Walton's pie.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's like vegetables and it's got a mashed potato crust, said to be the meal that won the war for Britain.
Ah, I don't remember that.
Okay.
If we had that, I wouldn't have known it by that name.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And again, there's a certain image that the land army was underfed for the hard work that they were doing. Do you agree with that?
Well, we weren't overfed, but the days we really enjoyed were the days where we were going to the mill, when the mill was there, because... I think it's the same in Canada if they're doing lots of work like that. The farmers come from all over, they help each other out. So dinner was always provided, and the farmers' wives used to cook that, and so we used to get a nice meal there.
Okay. And who prepared the food in the manor farms that you were staying at?
We had a matron in charge of she prepared the food.
Okay. So you never had to cook it yourself?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No food was cooked.
And so you would have given her your ration book, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever feel cheated because she had your ration book and so she was in charge of getting your food?
No, not really. I guess we never thought about it.
Okay.
I mean, if I didn't like the food, I didn't eat it.
Yeah.
And when going home at the weekend, I came back with a supply anyway.
Yeah.
From my mother.
Okay. I was just curious because I have heard stories of matrons sort of hoarding rations for her or her family and not distributing it evenly amongst her billets.
No, and I never heard of her. She simply lived there.
I
never heard that she had a family.
Okay.
No, I didn't hear of anything like that.
That's fine.
Of course, this was... in the Isle of Man.
That's true.
And we were fortunate too. We were not rationed with... we could buy eggs. We were rationed.
Yes.
But we could get eggs and different farm things that they couldn't get.
Yeah, so that's completely different than
in England
where you couldn't get eggs.
We were more fortunate.
You couldn't get eggs, butter, milk, anything.
We could get... not butter, no. We were rationed for everything, but eggs or... there were different things that we could get.
Wow.
More easier than you did in Britain, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you couldn't get eggs in Britain.
That's right.
They were dried eggs.
Well they limited the amount of eggs they could take from the Isle of Man if they went across.
Yeah.
You know, for this very reason.
Yeah.
Rationing.
Yeah. So did it have its own government at that time that it could say?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We've always had the Isle of Man.
Okay.
The oldest government in the world.
Oh, wow. Okay. Huh. So that's fascinating. So you would be able to have fresh eggs every day if you wanted.
Well, yes, because there were people, even where I lived, not far away, that we could go up and buy our eggs. They kept hens and sold the eggs, so you could do that.
Yeah. Was it the same thing?
That was about the only thing. We were rationed on anything else.
Okay, so it wasn't the same case with butter or milk?
No, but when we were in the Land Army, we were able to buy butter to take home because some of the farmers' wives churn their own butter, so they would sell a little.
Okay.
So we could do that.
Yeah. Do you remember what the pay was like?
Do you know, I was thinking about that, and I can't even remember. I know it wasn't enough, but...
Because one of the books I'm reading says that the Land Army was the most underpaid. Like they got the lowest of all the services in
Britain. Oh, yes, that was for sure. I knew that.
Yeah.
And... it was clothing coupons. You didn't really use them because you didn't have the money to buy the clothing.
Yeah.
Mostly in uniform.
Yeah. Okay. So you would agree that you think the Land Army was, well, if not the most underpaid, they were severely underpaid for the work they were doing.
We were underpaid for the amount of work we did. We did a man's work, and it was backbreaking, and it was tiring. It really was. Being in the hostel for me, for all of us, I guess we could laugh and joke about our days and make the best of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you remember what the uniform was like?
Oh, yes.
Could you describe it a bit?
Well, it was... We didn't get the jodhpurs. We wore slacks.
Okay.
You know, the ones...
Yep.
With
the dungarees,
No. We had the top coat and the hat.
Yeah.
And the sweater was green, and I think the shirt was khaki-coloured. And the brown shoes.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Okay.
And, of course, the overalls and things for... wearing, you know, it had the overalls of it. But a friend of mine, we were up on top of a mill once, and they had the opening in the side, and we were shoveling, and all of a sudden she started screaming and jumping around. The mouse had gone through. We had tied the bottom so they couldn't get up.
But they still went in through the tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
So we did have some funny times.
Yeah, and did the uniform suit the work that you were doing?
The shoes, no, not when you were sent out into the cow sheds, or, you know, when actually it wasn't in the, you know, the pyres. I mean, you had to sort of throw up onto the cart.
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Okay. Were you ever supplied with boots if you were working in the dairy?
I only ever remember shoes had, brown shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you have to make the uniform last, or would you be given sort of a new one every year?
Well, I was in just over a year. We were all the same clothes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And was it one set of uniform that you had to wear every day?
No, we'd had two sets
of
the overalls.
Yeah. It's still not very much, considering the work that you're doing. You'd have to wash one pair every day, sort of.
Well, no. We wore. Made them do.
Yeah.
But you couldn't wash them because there wasn't the facility there to wash them.
Yeah, okay. And did you ever feel or get a sense of discrimination against the Land Army?
Oh, yes, there was that. It never bothered me, but there was that. And I know at the end of the war parade, you know, the victory parade, all the forces went, the Isle of Man had, all the forces were evacuated to there, the Navy, the Army, and we were at the end of the parade. And somebody shouted out, "Here come the Cabbage Commandos!" And we got a wonderful cheer. But you know, I thought that was a little demeaning.
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. And did you ever get a sense of that when you were actually in the Land Army? That
I think the farmers looked down on us quite a bit. We weren't men. Some were friendly. Mostly they weren't.
Yeah.
They were gruff.
Yeah. So, do you think that they still saw farming as a man's job?
Oh, I think so. Mm-hmm. I know my friend and I were sent out one day to a farm, and we thought we were just going for the morning. It was a Saturday, and he says, "Here's your horse and cart, and here's your horse and cart." And we'd never had a horse and cart, either of us. So we just felt peculiar, and we had to fill these, we had to take them up to the field and, you know, put the manure in the ridges.
Yeah.
And we happened to put some in wrong ridges, and I had a very slow horse, Edith had a very fast horse, and coming back, she was shouting to me, "Get out of the way, get out of the way," and she came past me so fast she hit my cart, but the farmer was there. So that wasn't funny. Well, I'm afraid we were so nervous that we did just started to laugh, and we were reported for that.
Huh. So. Did you ever feel discrimination in the terms of, like, newspapers, cartoons mocking the Land Army? Because I know there's a couple of those where a land girl seems to be being dragged behind a cow or something like that. And
I don't think I ever saw any of those. Because the
Isle
of Man.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you think of any other sort of discrimination that you might have felt at the time?
I didn't.
Okay.
It didn't bother me because I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I knew I'd been made to do it, so.
Yeah.
No, I didn't feel that.
Myself. Yeah. Okay.
I knew it was there, but I didn't feel it.
Yeah, okay. Were there any service canteens in the Isle of Man? Like, in the sense where, like, Army, Air Force, Navy could go and have a meal in a canteen?
Oh, you would know that. Were there any canteens?
No.
No,
okay.
Not in the Isle of Man.
Okay, because I was going to ask if you were allowed as a member of the Land Army to use the canteen. Because in a lot of cases.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, they weren't.
Not where we were stationed anyway. We just got out once a week where we could go and dance and just have some fun.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually my next question is what did you do for entertainment?
Well, in an evening in the summer, there was a place, they had some riding school. We would go down, we went there a few times. We more or less got on our bikes and we might go out just round the country road and stop off for a cup of tea somewhere. There was nothing really that you could do.
Yeah. What about, you mentioned dances and music.
That was on a Wednesday night. But in the hostel itself, no.
Okay.
There was no entertainment like that.
No, okay. But what would happen on a Wednesday night? Where would you go?
Well, we were allowed out to 11 o'clock, and that's when we cycled into Ramsey to go to the dances.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you remember any of the music in particular? Or?
Oh, yes, all the old wartime songs.
Yeah.
Getting Sentimental Over You. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yes, yes.
And Deep Purple and all of them.
Yeah,
Actually, it's taken me an awful long time to get used to your music.
Not my music.
No, but the music, the young people.
Yeah,
There was more tune to
it. Yeah, yeah. Like Vera Lynn. And
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever see any of those like Vera Lynn, or I guess Glenn Miller's band was on tour in Britain.
No, Glenn Miller's band didn't come off to the Isleman.
Okay.
No. There were others came. We had big dance halls there,
yeah.
The palace. But no, Glenn Miller, no.
Okay.
I don't suppose you ever...
No.
Okay. Edna, who I interviewed last week, she said she got to see Glenn Miller twice, but she had to cycle for something like 12 hours to get to the town to see him.
Oh, 12 hours? No.
Yeah.
About three-quarters of an hour to get there,
yeah.
And get back,
yeah.
And come there and back.
Okay.
The Isle of Man is not very, very big island.
Yeah. No, I'm not as familiar as I probably should be, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
my family are all going over in June to the TT races.
Huh. Was there a cinema nearby that you could go to?
Oh, yes, we could cycle into Ramsey and
yeah.
go, but just on the one night, because we had to be in bed by 9. We were up so early in the morning.
Yeah. So when would the, what sorts of films would you see? Do you remember any in particular?
Well, we didn't go...
Yeah.
We didn't go into them. The films that we saw were... Oh, Mario Lanza and... You know, that were...
Yeah.
Well, we didn't go to the... do you remember the films?
No.
Okay.
Well, I went with you quite a few.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I was...
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
No, dear, I never ever saw a Charlie Chaplin film.
No, I was curious because I've seen a couple of those old movies, like Miss Miniver. I guess that one's 1942.
Yes.
That one's one of my favorites.
Yes.
And all the...
With Walter Pigeon and Deborah
yeah,
Kerr. There were quite a few they made
yeah.
during the war.
And all of the Humphrey Jennings sort of films, like Britain Can Take It. And
mm-hmm.
Those were short sort of propaganda films about, you know, people who sing like this cannot be bombed into capitulation. And it shows that sort of a school choir singing.
You know, you're asking someone who is 85 now.
No,
I was 17 then.
That's
so
fine.
Somehow, you know, it's a long way to reach
yeah,
back.
No. Anything you can give me is more than I have now, so mm-hmm. so that's amazingly useful. Could you tell me what the work was like when you were on the farms? What sort of work you did?
It was hard. It was, as I say, on our knees. If we were thinning turnips, it would be 8 hours a day, and you'd be pretty sore by the end of the day. And the work we did with the mills, you know, that was heavy and always very, very tiring and be hot and miserable by the end of the day, and of course spreading the manure and shoveling it into the carts, and it was all hard work. It was men's work we did.
Yeah. Can you think of any other tasks that you would do? I guess you mentioned haying and work, doing the milling, thinning turnips. Is there anything else you could think of?
Picking potatoes, of course.
Yeah.
And thinning the turnips. When I went to the farm, I did more general work, you know, with the animals
yes.
in there, and I was a little, I guess I was a little scared, really, you know. You go near a cow and it
yeah.
puts his head up, and
yeah.
helping to put the milking machine things on them, you know, it was...
Do you feel that the training you received at the experimental farm prepared you for what you would be doing, or what you did do?
Well, it didn't prepare us for for actually going out onto the farm and some of the circumstances there, you know. Some of them weren't too nice and some of them were okay, but it was a whole different life.
Yeah. Could you think of any of those circumstances in particular that were dramatically different from the experimental farm?
No, they were pretty... It was... Not really. Funny parts in some, like and the woman with... She was on her own with two grown sons who
yep.
was looking for a wife for them, you
yeah.
know, and she... we weren't too keen because the place wasn't too keen, and we were invited into a meal, you know, yes. with the millers. But just things like that, you know. It was fun in a way.
Yeah, no, oh, that's good. Was the farm work mechanized at all?
They had a tractor. We drove tractors now and again. But no, not really. Yeah, just with tractors.
Okay.
And as I say, the mills were more, you know, sort of manual. All the work he had to do, it wasn't like now, or that they're really mechanized now, aren't they?
Yeah. So did you work more with horses than tractors?
No, we didn't work with animals.
Okay.
The only time we ever worked with horses was that was the day we crashed because we didn't know what to do with them, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so you never did plowing or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did any of your friends do plowing? Did you hear stories of that?
No, not our group. We didn't. Okay. That was done.
And did you work with tractors yourself?
Just once or twice, you know, taking them up and down.
Yeah.
I just forget why I did it.
Yeah. Do you remember what they were like? Were they problematic?
No, they were good.
Okay.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I'd never had a car. I thought it was really something.
Yeah. Did you ever work with Italian or German prisoners of war?
No, we didn't. But in the Arafan, we had all kinds. That's another story. We had to leave our homes. There was a circle of hotels and boarding houses,
yes.
and we were private in a street with private houses. And that whole circle was taken up to house prisoners of war and the aliens.
Yeah.
In the war, we were given a week to take all our leave. We had to leave our furniture. We had to take all our belongings, find another home, and.
Wow.
Yeah, that was another story.
Yeah, so that would have been your parents' house, I guess. Then.
Yes.
Wow. So you would have to work Sundays then?
No, we had Sunday. We finished at noon on Saturdays, and that's when we went home.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, came back Sunday night, started Monday. So really it was a 6.5 day week that we worked.
Yeah. Did you, I guess because you would have spent Sunday mornings with your family, did you go to church?
We just went home and relaxed, more or less.
Okay.
I guess we were brought up in the church, but neglected that during the war.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Were you brought up Anglican?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay. High Anglican?
Not high Anglican.
Okay. I don't know. Were you ever bombed on the Isle of Man?
Oh, we had one bomb dropped, and that was a mistake. The Isle of Man, we were very fortunate. That was dropped because I think that was a German just unloading bombs, you know, to get away.
Yeah. Well, that's...
No, we weren't bombed.
Yeah.
We were very, very fortunate.
Okay. So then you never experienced that?
I didn't.
Okay. What about just sort of German aircraft flying over? Did you ever experience that?
No, we didn't, because they came as far as Liverpool.
Yeah.
And, you know, the mainland.
Yes,
but they didn't come over.
Okay.
Actually, it wouldn't have been far from the country. And I'm amazed that they didn't, because they had one of the first radar stations in the Isle of Man, didn't they?
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, up on Douglas Head. Mm. And they had... Army, Navy, Air Force.
Yeah.
All were.
Huh. Yeah.
They were all in the Isle of Man.
Yeah, okay. So would you say that you never really experienced danger in the same way that someone
in Britain would? No,
okay.
We didn't. I had my father and two brothers away at sea all during the war. And we had the worry of that.
Yeah.
Well, at least my mother did.
Yeah, yeah. Were there Americans or, I guess, anyone non-British stationed on the Isle of Man?
No, we were Americans came over.
Yeah.
You know, they'd come over, I guess, just to have a look.
Yes.
But no, we didn't.
Okay, so there's no GI stationed there?
No, no.
Okay, okay. So did you ever have contact with people that were from outside Britain, I guess you wouldn't have contact with if the war hadn't started?
No, 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 we didn't.
Okay.
The Isle of Man was... No, it was pretty well just the service people
yeah.
that were evacuated over to the Isle of Man.
Yeah, okay.
And the aliens.
yeah, so you never got like tins of pineapple or things like that from Americans?
No.
Because that's a common story.
No, but on the other hand, my father went... We were fortunate. Well, my father's fruit carrying to France, he would bring a lot of fruit, and the girls needed
yeah.
tennis racket.
Yeah.
He could always buy one for
yeah.
you. You couldn't buy these things in England during
yeah.
the war.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious because it seems to be a common story that when we would meet American GIs and they would give them chocolate or canned
no.
pineapple or stockings, nylons.
No, no, we not in the Isle of Man.
Okay.
I heard about it, but
yeah.
No.
Okay. And some historians, well, actually many historians mentioned that the land girls were often the subject of physical or sexual abuse because they were in the middle of isolated farms, often being billeted with farmers themselves.
Well, of course, we never heard of that,
yeah.
unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, being in the hostel, we were safe.
Yeah.
And we were very, very strict rules around, you know, we couldn't bring anybody into the hostel.
Okay, that's
And we didn't really have much time for that sort of thing,
yeah.
except for a Wednesday.
yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you never heard stories of that from other people?
No, no,
okay.
I didn't.
Okay. I guess in some of the older histories, as I was mentioning before, there's an image that the land army lived sort of an idyllic, easygoing life, you know, the Cinderella in the fields is the term that's often used. Do you believe that?
I wouldn't believe that.
Yeah, it was hard work.
It was always hard. From first thing in the morning and in the middle of winter, being dropped off in the dark, you know,
yeah.
and we got to work. The minute we got there, we started work. We had half an hour for lunch. Oh, they brought tea round in the middle of the morning. We had 10 minutes for that and half an hour for lunch. And we were back working. We worked a good 8 hours and hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you would have eaten for lunch?
Sandwiches and a flask of tea.
Yeah. What was in the sandwiches, do you recall?
Well, actually, I guess Spam and, you know,
yeah.
different things like
yeah.
that. Never
yeah.
anything very tasty, and the
yeah.
bread never tasted that good.
Yeah.
We were lucky, as I said, we could get home at the weekends.
Yeah.
My mother always came back with cakes and to share
yeah.
around
yeah.
and different things.
Yeah.
So...
Did you eat a lot of cheese? Because I know that because you were working in agriculture, it was hard work, so you got an extra ration of cheese.
No, because of the hostel, we weren't on
okay.
the farms.
Yeah.
No, we as I say, we could buy the butter.
Yeah.
And we just bought a pound, take home to our parents or
okay.
whoever the, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And I guess also because if you were on different rationing systems, it might not have been the same in the Isle of Man. As it was in Britain.
Oh, yes, the rations were exactly the same.
Okay,
yes.
Except that you could get
we
eggs.
Could get eggs and we were able to get the butter. And
yeah.
the thing was, there was... another thing was... that wasn't during, no, it was after. I was going to say, he would get a lot of fresh fish. When he went over, he knew a lot of people in Liverpool, and they would just bring him fresh fish, and so we were able to do that. We shared it with our neighbours, but...
Mm-hmm.
No, we were Russian just the same, but we had, if you had, like, myself, there was four of us with my mother and my sisters and my... We were lucky, and we had a neighbor who always came and wanted us. She would give us some clothing coupons if we would give her some sugar. Because her sister loves sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were able to do that. I mean, you bartered a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Do you remember holidays? I guess the major one being Christmas. Were you in the Land Army at Christmas time?
Oh, we were home for holidays, okay. Yes. It was just normal Christmas. Well, it wasn't, because my father was away most of the time during the war.
Yeah.
And just a normal Christmas at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the boys were away, so things changed.
Yeah.
And, of course, we weren't in the same
house,
big house.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a smaller place.
Yeah. But did you still have the Christmas tree and all that?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yes, it was normal.
Okay. And you agree then that it was hard work?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. And when did you leave the Land Army?
Well, at the end of the war. It was almost the end of the war. I was on this farm for a couple of months. The stress my mother was under, she had a heart attack, a mild heart attack, so my sisters were too young, still in high school, so they gave me special dispensation to leave and go and take care of my mother at that time. So I was quite happy about that, to get off that one farm.
Yeah.
So I really feel sorry for anyone who was stationed on a farm and not friendly with the family.
Yeah.
It must have been very lonely.
Yeah, yeah. That's a common theme that I've read about.
The farmhouses were cold.
Yeah.
A lot of them, you know.
Yeah.
They were different.
Yeah. So, and when did you enlist in transfer into the Land Army? Was it 44 if you were in it for just a year, or I guess 43 if you were in it for a year and a bit?
Yes, it must have been around there,
because
I don't remember the year exactly.
Yeah, okay, because if you were in it for a year and a bit, I guess that would have made it 43,
mm-hmm.
if you were finished in 45.
Yeah.
And what did you do after the war then?
Well, I stayed home for quite a while, and then to take care, you know, of home, and I guess I that was when I didn't go back to hairdressing. I just took a summer job as a cashier, because at that time was shortly after I got married, wasn't it? We got married when I was 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just took jobs because I knew that I was going, my husband was in the Marine Band and we were going to be moving anyway.
Okay. And how did you guys meet then?
In the Isle of Man.
Okay, but where?
The Marine Band was evacuated from Deal in Kent to the Isle of Man.
Yes.
You know, to training the boys and...
Yeah.
My husband had been at sea quite a bit during the war, and then he came over in the School of Music and training the boys.
Huh.
And that's where we met. My friend met a friend of his, and we just went around together, you know, and then it evolved from there.
Yeah, okay. So then you're obviously British born?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you weren't a war bride then?
No, actually we evacuated in Coronation Year 1950. No, immigrated, 1953, coronation year.
Huh.
I didn't want to come.
Okay. And can you think of any ways that the experience of being in the Land Army affected the rest of your life?
I suppose really, really. I had many good memories because of the, you know, the friends we had and friends we made, and we were able to. I think that's what, you know, being in that situation with all of it, that's what helped an awful lot. I'd have been most miserable on the farm, I can tell you that.
Yeah, okay. Did you ever have a sense of the importance of the work that you were doing on the farms?
No, just because it was hard and we had to do it. I never hated it.
Yeah.
I never hated it. It was just something that we had to do, so you got on and did it.
Yeah. But did you ever feel the sense of importance, that you were doing something important for Britain?
I suppose, yes. We were filling in a need. We were filling a need, you know. The sons of the farmers were away.
Yeah.
And they were conscripted. And
yeah.
And I guess, looking back now, we probably did.
Yeah.
You didn't think much about it at the time. You just went to work and came back.
Yeah. Okay. Do you feel that the efforts of the Land Armory have been remembered? I mean, when I first came, you showed me the medal that you got 2 years ago, so that's almost 65 years.
I guess it must have been remembered. I'd like to think that they did it in England too, gave them something, because we earned it. Even though I was in a much shorter time than a lot, we earned that.
Yeah. But what do you think about the fact that it came 65 years later?
Well, about 60. It was a big surprise. I actually felt pretty good about it. You know, we were acknowledged at last.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in the Wrens or the Army or the Air Force, you were recognized. We were not.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I think we were, you know, discriminated against in that way.
Yeah. Do you remember if you got the same sorts of benefits as the Wrens or something like that? In terms of leave, like they got leave with pay and certain things like that.
We didn't get any leave.
Yeah.
Not the time I was in. We never got any leave.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any sense about why those efforts have been sort of forgotten, at least in the 60-year period? Why it took them 60 years to send you a medal and say thank you for your hard work?
Probably because we weren't classed as a service.
Yeah.
We were just farmers. And you know how farmers in those days were sort of looked down on anyway. You know, in those years, not now.
Yeah.
Things are different. I guess we were looked down upon to a certain extent. I never thought about it at the time. Yeah. I wouldn't have.
Do you think that it had anything to do with the fact that usually the way we think about the war is the urban experience, being bombed and like thinking about life in cities rather than life in the country? That we sort of completely forget about the country?
Well, possibly, but surely the land girls in England, they were bombed
quite regularly. Yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm.
Edna told me last week that she was bombed while driving a tractor.
I suppose, really, being in the service, serving with the men, you know, that might have had something, you know, made the difference. But and I guess what we did was classed as dirty work, which it was.
Yeah.
I have to admit.
Okay. So how do you remember the wartime experience? Is it like hard work for you, or is it still the sort of the happiest days of your lives, the golden image?
It was the parts when we weren't working were happy because we had friends and we could laugh and joke and, you know, talk. We had somebody to talk to, and The rest was hard work. And it was good. We could go home on the weekends.
Yep.
I always took my washing. My mother did it. That was something I appreciated very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was... I never really... wouldn't have bothered me if we had been looked down upon. I would have thought, well, that's your problem, this
yeah.
is mine.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any other stories that you could think of, or any other things that you want to add before we conclude?
The land army?
Yeah.
No, just, well, as I say, just going round to the different farms and meeting the different wives, and a lot of them were very, very nice, but there were some peculiar ones, this lady with the other. And of course a lot of the land girls smoked, and she would say, if God meant you to smoke, you'd have
yeah.
a chimney on your
yeah.
head, you know, and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, no, as I say, I think the difference for us was the hostel life, and that's what made it bearable.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it would have been very bearable living on a farm. So I feel very sorry for some.
Yeah.
Who must have been very tough for.
Yeah. Okay. So is there anything else that you think you want to add?
I can't think of anything else. About, you know.
Yeah.
About it. It was, I guess, interesting in a way.
Yeah.
You know, we learned a lot. And it was an experience that
yeah.
Probably did me a lot of good in life.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm still a hard worker.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, and before we conclude, I just want to make sure that you're okay with me recording the interviews, which we've been doing, and using them
yes.
in my paper. That's fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I imagine you'll take the good parts.
Yes, absolutely. I'll pick and choose the best
That's
parts.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so this concludes the interview with Joan Lowther in her home. Today's date has been January 17th, 2011. And I'd just like to say thank you. It's been a real
mm-hmm.
pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you. But I wish I could... If you'd come to me a few years ago, I probably was a
no,
lot more...
No, that's fine.
...come back. But